Good morning. Good morning. Hello, Greater New Bedford, right? Third hour of the program today. I'm going to have a lot of fun with this hour. Guys, we've been building up to the hour because we've had a lot of talk about the Republican governor's race, the U.S. Senate race, the primaries, the convention. You can be a delegate. How do you become a delegate? So I've asked Chris Ryan, who'll be joining me here in a moment. He represents Greater Amherst, the western part of the state, on the Republican State Committee. Now, the Republican State Committee is the governing body of the Republican Party here in Mass. Democrats have a similar organization. So how it works is you have a man and a woman from every state Senate district. Give you an example. Think of the district that's represented in the Senate by Mark Montigny. That's Mattapoisett, Fairhaven, Acushnet, Dartmouth, and the city of New Bedford. The state committee for that is Bob McConnell. You guys hear Bob McConnell here a couple times a week. His female counterpart is Joanne Hodgson. Tom Hodgson's better half, right? Of course, Tom's here every Friday. So, to give you an idea, Chris Ryan represents a huge territory out in western Massachusetts. And he's on the Republican State Committee. And he's been very active in the state party. And he and I were going over the rules for how to be a delegate the other day. And some of the changes he wanted to propose to the rules, some passed, some didn't. And I thought, this would be marvelous radio. I know you guys, many of you, since Donald Trump got elected, are now interested in politics. When George Bush was there, you weren't really that interested. John McCain, certainly Barack Obama, didn't turn you on. You weren't interested. But Donald Trump, love him or hate him, he gets people interested in politics. So many of you, for the first time ever, are considering going to a caucus to vote for delegates. Maybe even stepping up and asking to be voted at the caucus to be a delegate to the state convention. So I think Chris Ryan, I know he can offer a tremendous amount of information to you and me. So let's join now Christopher Ryan.
Hello, Bristol County. Make America great again. Again.
Again, right? Thanks, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Chris, I really appreciate you joining me all the way from Amherst. So tell the people what the Republican State Committee does. Tell them what you do.
Yeah, so we're like the board of directors. You said it well, governing body. I like to make fun of, I poke fun of them. I have a huge following on Facebook, and I'm always complaining about the lack of participation. Here's some statistics for you that are very disturbing. I'm going to get crushed for this as soon as I get off this radio interview, but I don't care. I work for my president first, my party second. So less than 30% of the state committee was actively engaged in the Trump campaign in what was perhaps the most consequential election in the history of our republic. In fact, it was probably closer to 20%. Only about 20% did anything. They sat this one out. They're out there doing, flag waves, bridge overpass gigs, unity events, fundraisers. The rest of them just sat this one out. Less than 20%, I know this for a fact, have donated to their own party a penny this so far this calendar year. And, I put in $1,000. That's all I can afford. I'm poor. I get three retirement checks, and it's gone in the next month, So yes. This is gone. We got people in that committee. A few of them have a few bucks. So how about crapping out a few dollars for the party, And so I made that point at the last state committee meeting. So I'm kind of hypercritical of my party sometimes. There are exceptions to the rule. Bob McConnell is a fabulous state committee man. Absolutely. You're blessed to have him.
Yes.
So go ahead. It's turning it over to you.
So we're speaking with Chris Ryan from the Republican State Committee. Chris, when are people needing to step forward to be a delegate? And how do they do that, Chris? Talk to them like they've never done it, because most of them haven't.
Okay, so you have to, the best way to get chosen as a delegate is to join your Republican City Town Award Committee where you live, if you have one. And that's what Bob's doing down in New Bedford. He's reorganizing the city. Yes. So once you get on that and you're on the roster and they have to send it to OCPF, the Office of Campaign Political Finance, you're automatically eligible to be a delegate. So they have to have a caucus. And all that is you go with your guys, you go meet at a bar someplace, and you say, okay, we have a quota of, pick a number. We'll talk about the quota in a minute, but we have a quota of 10. The chairman does not count against the quota of delegates. It's based on the 2018 election when Charlie Baker was elected, the last governor, Republican governor. And you just say, everybody who's going to go to the convention on Saturday, April 25th next year in Worcester, and we'll pay the $150 ticket fee, raise your hands. Everybody who raises their hands, elect yourselves. I move to elect ourselves as delegates. It's that simple, all right? It's not a huge, complicated process. So if you're not on wherever you live, your Republican City Town Award Committee, start bugging the chair and say, hey, I want to go. Now, you can still go if you're not a member if they have slots available, okay? So if they can't fill their quota, any registered Republican living anywhere in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts can be added to your roster. So you may have a friend who lives in, the gay Republican in Provincetown, and he's, I got to go. I love Trump. I got to go to the convention. You can put him on your roster. Seriously, I'm not joking. I mean, so people think you can only put in people who live in your city or town. No, you can open it up. You might have a patriot who lives in an adjacent, neighboring, unorganized community. Unorganized means they don't have a committee.
Right.
You can put them on. So my number one advice to the committees is fill those slots. If you leave a vacant slot open, that's a fail.
We're speaking with Chris Ryan. Chris, if people want to follow you on social media, learn more about you, get some more of your humor, how do they do that? What's the best way to find you, Chris Ryan?
It's just Chris, like same spelling as your first name, Chris Ryan. And look for the photo of my head circled in red above President Trump's right shoulder at a rally.
Chris is, of course, a longtime member of the Republican State Committee. So, Chris, talk about people who are automatically delegates because of their other life as an elected official or within the party. Who's automatically a delegate to this convention?
Okay, they're called ex officio, which is a big fancy Latin word, which means by way of office. So any Republican, elected Republican in the House caucus or the Senate caucus on Beacon Hill, past elected Republican officials, I guess you could say that your RTC chairperson is automatically qualified to go.
Yes.
I tried to expand that. I failed. There's a whole laundry list of people, past governors, past, auditors, all of that. The party leadership automatically goes. I mean, so does the RNC National Committee Man, Committee Woman. There's a list. I don't have it memorized.
Any city councilor who's a registered Republican is a delegate, be a delegate. Selectman, school committee.
So. Yeah,
yes.
So.
No, that is true.
Okay.
The rules.
Thanks.
So selectmen, school committee members, if you're an elected finance committee member in your town, and a registered Republican, you can automatically go as a delegate to the state convention. So there's a lot of people who go and don't have to go through the election process.
Yeah, and thanks for bringing that up, because I remember reading the list, but I didn't have it memorized. So you just helped me. I love learning. You just helped me, and that's good for your listeners too. Just get there. I'm trying to open this party up to MAGA, especially non-traditional Republicans. When I go to CPAC, I've been to the last seven. There's non-traditional Republicans there by the thousands. They don't look like us, if you catch my meaning.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so I want to open this party up to that. There's there's thousands, literally thousands of patriots who are on the streets fighting for this president in Massachusetts last summer and in the last election, doing incredible, work, flag wave standouts. All they want is a seat at the table. And I wanted to, I failed. I only got one of my five motions through to expand this party.
Chris, let's talk about those five motions you put forward at the state convention, at the state committee.
Yeah. Okay, so number one, the rule in effect is that your quota is based on every 300 Republicans who actually showed up to vote when Charlie Baker was reelected in 2018. It doesn't matter who they voted for. I mean, they could have hypothetically voted for a Democrat. They showed up, they voted. You get one delegate for every 300 Republicans who voted. I tried to change the rule to one for every 200, which would effectively expand the gene pool by 33%. Mm-hmm. So we'd go from approximately 6,000 plus eligible delegates to 9,000 plus eligible delegates. Now, not everybody's going to go, of course, but I tried to expand the gene pool, as I call it, and that was voted down. The country club definitely beat me on four of those five motions.
So you want to Chris, go to the next one? Yeah. Well, speaking with Chris Ryan from the Republican State Committee, go to the next one, Chris.
Okay, so the next one, I came up with this idea. We would equally apportion 100 superdelegates to each of the three announced gubernatorial candidates with a reasonable period of time to fill those slots, as determined by the party chair. So they'd probably be given 2 months. Now they're not going to have any problem filling those superdelegate slots. All they got to do is go into their website, and all the people who checked the block to volunteer, who donated a few bucks, said give me a lawn sign. All you got to do is send out an email, and they would appoint them. That would raise $45,000 in free money. Just stick out your hands and take the free money. And if they can't fill those slots, that would be a test of candidate quality, right?
Sure, absolutely.
If you can't do that, there's something wrong with your committee. So, and if they couldn't fill them, then Amy would be allowed to just parcel those out, a handful that they couldn't fill to, whatever, big donors or perhaps just people who did, work for the party on the side. And that failed. The country club voted that one down.
We speak with Chris Ryan from the Republican State Committee. And what was the next one, Chris?
The next one, I was stunned. I thought this one was going to sail through. It would have granted superdelegate authority to the 80 elected members of the state committee, and it was four. I proposed a measly four superdelegates for each of the elected state committee members so they could hand out a few slots to their friends and family and loved ones, their barber, the guy who mows their lawn, whoever, and four, just four, And that would have raised, if all were filled, that would have raised $48,000. So again, free money. Just take the money. Easy money. $48,000. Failed.
That's a weird loss because you get it. Obviously, you came up with the idea. When I heard it, I said, that's genius. But they voted it down.
Yeah, and I learned when I went to Leadership Institute, they sent me to the swamp in the summer of 2023 for 4 days of 10-hour days of classes on how to actually really win an election. Mm-hmm. That's how I won my race. I defeated the incumbent vice chairman of the party by a 2-to-1 margin. But be that as it may, so they teach you when you're offered free power, just take it. And they didn't.
Morton Blackwell.
Yep, Morton Blackwell.
He's a great American.
He changed my life. I wouldn't have won my race if I didn't go to that training and humbled myself. I had to humble myself and admit that I know nothing. I know jack squat. Lawn signs are not enough.
No.
Being right on the issues is never sufficient. Candidate likability is critical. You must be technologically proficient.
Yes.
You must be philosophically sound, like there's two genders, and you must be movement oriented. And so there you go. I just gave everybody in your audience 40 hours of instruction on how to win an election. So that was a big fail. So we got two more to go. I had one victory, but why don't we go to the next
chair? Sure, go ahead.
All right, so I proposed a rule that the executive committee of the Massachusetts Republican Party, which I think has 10 members, and we elect them. There's one for every Mass GOP region. Like you're in region, I think, 5, region 4, region 5. I'm not sure where the boundary is. So we elect them, and they sit on the executive committee. Amy's on the executive committee, a few others. And the purpose of the executive committee is to meet in between our quarterly meetings to take care of urgent matters that must be dealt with in between our scheduled quarterly meetings, So there's no conspiracy here. That's just the way we're organized. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
So I propose giving them the authority, if they so choose, to appoint no more than 10 superdelegates to a slate of, you know, like it would be given to members of the caucus on Beacon Hill. They would be allowed up till to 10 so they could parcel out to their friends, family, and perhaps their donors or volunteers or even their staff in the office. And some other, you know, people who are running as Republicans for office, for re-election or even new election, you know, for certain, like state senate, state rep, they would be given up to 10. And so, and it was voluntary. My last sentence in the motion was, you know, they did nothing in the motion mandated them to apportion any delegates at their sole discretion. That one, that didn't even get a second. But by that time, the party was exhausted. The state committee was exhausted. They couldn't handle the information. And another thing that hurt me is I didn't have a slide projector with my motions on a slide, even though I sent the stuff to the party saying, hey, can you put that on a slide so people can read it? And I emailed all that stuff to the entire state committee the day before our meeting so they would have it. I saw a couple of people had it printed out. So I think I would have got one or two of those through if people had it on a slide in front of them on a, you know, a PowerPoint. But that, you know, that didn't happen. So that didn't even get a second. And people were exhausted, I think. They couldn't even handle the debate. And some of the questions during the debate and the other field were just ridiculous. Are you trying to sell delegate slots? You're trying to sell... you know, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm just trying to give you four, so you can have your hairdresser can go to the, to the convention. What do you, that's up to you. If you want to sell them, you go do that.
Who's buying?
Yeah. I mean, you know, who's buying? Exactly. And sure, the candidates, the gubernatorial candidates, sure, they're going to give out, you know, the max donation to these gubernatorial candidates is $1,000.
Right.
Does anybody think you're going to buy the committee? Or buy the Republican Party, or buy one of the, for $1,000 a year. You know, I mean, so that failed. But I did have one victory, and the victory was the most emotionally powerful for me. This is the one I really wanted to get, and I did get it. So, you ready for that?
Sure, go ahead. We're speaking with Chris Ryan from the Republican State Committee, Mass GOP.
Yeah. So, the old rule, which was in effect during the, you know, the Deal Doty convention, was that the committees, in order to notify their members that they're having a caucus, could only use snail mail, okay? Snail mail, meaning a postage stamp. So you weren't allowed solely to use email or cell phone texting or anything like that. You had to sit down and suffer through the unfunded mandate of about $1 a mailer, right? The postage stamp, the envelope, the flyer. And you had to sit down in the drudgery of filling out a dozen, two dozen, you know, maybe three dozen envelopes and snail mailing them. Now, how do you know somebody got the letter?
You don't.
I get my neighbor's mail all the time.
Yes.
Okay. And or it's sitting on the kitchen counter, you know, under a stack of unpaid bills. All right. So I propose that the Massachusetts Republican Party join the 21st century. I mean, is it not true that electricity was first commercially available in the 1880s by Thomas Edison, and it powers these things called computers invented by Steve Jobs and others. And is that, does that not run the, you know, this thing called the internet, supposedly invented by, you know, Al Gore? And does that not drive these things called, wait for it, called emails, supposedly invented by Dr. Shiva? So I did get a lot of support for that, but there were still a few knuckleheads that were just struggling with the concept. So now you can have a choice of three methods. You can use one, you can use any combination of the two, or at your sole discretion as the RTC chair, you can use all three if you want. So the three methods for caucus notification are snail mail is still allowed if you want to go through that and spend the money, which would be better spent on helping your local candidates. You can use email. By the way, I reminded the committee that it was an email that brought the 80 of us together at the state committee, right?
Right.
Hello. And by the way, our attendance was only 75%. We average about 70% at most of our meetings. And then finally, a supportive member made an amendment that had to be voted on, which I immediately accepted, allowing for this. Are you ready for this concept? The notification. Hold your breath, everybody. It's called a cell phone text. So you can now text your members saying, hey, so I added that. I accepted the friendly amendment, and we had to vote the amendment, you know. it kind of jeopardized the whole thing because some people lose their attention on that committee. They start fading out. But we got that through, and then the main motion was voted on, and it was approved by a voice vote.
We're speaking with Chris Ryan. He's on the Republican State Committee. We're going to go over the caucus system and all that stuff and how people become a delegate. Chris, can you stay with me? I got to take a break.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So we're going to take a break. We're going to put Chris on hold. And we're going to... Hey, by the way, I know upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming sometimes. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything, from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to navigate and maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back. Stick around.
This portion of programming on WBSM is brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, soda, and a bag of chips for only $5.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Help the desert burn until you pour on me like a sweet sun shower. So if you're tired of the same old story, turn some pages. I'll be here when you are ready to roll with the changes.
That's right. Rolling with the changes is important. You know who's been rolling with the changes for 78 years? Carter's Clothing. Carter's Clothing has been South Coast's one-stop shop for clothing and footwear. And this Christmas, they're making gift-giving even easier. Carter's Clothing has the best prices on all the top name brands. Brands like Carhartt, Timberland, Chippewa, New Balance, and more. You got to go right in the store. You'll see it all. Find something for everyone with over 75 different styles of boots, cozy flannels, hoodies, and jackets and vests. Perfect for the winter. Free parking is available at both locations, downtown New Bedford and Fall River. Gift cards are available in any denomination. Shop small, shop local this Christmas with Carter's Clothing. Visit them at cartersma.com. We have my guest, Chris Ryan from the Republican State Committee. He's here on the phone with us talking about the upcoming convention, and first we'll have the caucuses. So, Chris, how does one participate in the caucuses to elect the delegates?
Show up, but actually I got news for you. You don't have to be physically present.
Okay.
So, if Billy Bob the Drunk is on his singles cruise on the Gulf of America and he's on a committee and he tells the chair, hey, I want to be there. I'm going to go. I'm going to buy a ticket. You don't have to be present. You can be elected because the chairs know their committees. They know who's on them. Let's treat people like adults and you'll get on. But if you're a newbie, you're a staunch MAGA, America First, Republican, conservative, and you're new to this stuff, you really have to let your party, your district, what do you see, your state committee member, but more importantly, your RTC chairperson know that you have an interest. And you might be able to get in if they can't fill their slots. And I can tell you right now, some of these committees are not going to fill all their available slots, and that's a fail because they have a workaround. Just got to be a registered Republican. So if you're an unenrolled right now, you have till December 31st to change your party affiliation to Republican. So do it, because unenrolls will not be allowed at the convention. That's number one. Change your party. And some of the unenrolls, of course, are more conservative than we are.
Mm-hmm.
I actually campaigned for my unenrolled when I won my seat. So am I missing anything?
So, Chris, we have Chris Ryan from the Republican State Committee. A number of people were asking me earlier in the couple of hours we were on the air, how did John Deaton become the nominee of the party for the U.S. Senate without a primary? Explain that.
Okay, so there's a rule in the bylaws that I wasn't even aware of. And that was driven by who I'm friends with, Amanda Peterson. She's the secretary, the elected secretary of the party. She was 19 when she got elected as the secretary of the party. So she's Gen Z all the way, Trump savage. And she discovered the rule. And don't ask me to recite it, but there's a rule that if two-thirds of the state committee votes to endorse early, they can. And, you know, I don't have the exact language, but it's there. Okay, so she invoked that rule, and then she started gathering votes by calling people and, you know, calling everybody saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and do you support it? And at that time, Deaton actually hadn't even announced yet. This was before he announced, but we knew it was coming. And there was no other seriously announced candidate. There was Nathan Beck was talking about it. I get along with Nathan. We served together in the National Guard. I get along with him. He's a good man, just a good, kind, decent Christian man. But he just hadn't been really, really talking it, you know, talking it up. And everybody in the room knew that. And so that was the scheme, which was legal. And it was in the bylaws, and congratulations to Amanda for pulling it off. And she, and there was a little bit of debate. A few people felt it was premature, and I understand that. And I know those people. They're all solid patriots. And there was a motion to have a roll call vote, and I stood for the motion for the roll call vote, even though I supported John Deaton on this one. Because I believe in accountability and transparency, but they didn't get enough members. You need 10 members to stand to say, yes, we want to come to a roll call vote. And we only had four. I was one of the four, even though, you know, I'm helping John out. I mean, I could call him right now. He'd probably pick up on the first ring. So that's how that went down. And so we came to the vote, and you had to have two-thirds, and it was loud enough that we didn't have to have a standing vote. So if it's close and the chair can't determine by the voice, you know, she'll always call for a standing vote, which means all those in favor stand up. Then you sit down. All those opposed, they stand up, and then we have a count. Somebody's counting. We didn't even get to that. It was an overwhelming. And remember, the threshold was two-thirds, so it was overwhelming. In the opinion of the chair, nobody challenged it, demanding a standing count. Some they probably should have. You know, I mean, if I was on their side, I would have demanded a standing count. You know, but they didn't, and so that's how it happened. Am I leaving anything out?
No. That's a very accurate description of what happened, and that's why, you know, that's how it happened. And I've heard it's happening for a while, as you pointed out, and so now John Deaton is the chosen candidate of the Republican Party. And that election is over, and he's on to take on Senator Markey. Chris, I really appreciate you calling into the program. How do people get in touch with you if they want more information about joining the Republican Party, what's going to happen at the convention, or just your generally overwhelming humor?
Well, again, C-H-R-I-S, Chris, same spelling as yours, R-Y-A-N. I can't accept hardly any more friends. I'm pretty much maxed out at the 5,000 limit. But if I can, I'll try to fit you in. Every once in a while, somebody gets fresh and starts crap-talking the president, so I just block that person and create an opening. But you can hit the follow button. Just follow me on Facebook. I'm constantly putting stuff out about the convention, and I'm also in charge of exhibits. So I'm really hoping that we get some MAGA businesses that want to set up booths, tents, tables at the exhibitors hall. And my big thing is Media Row. So I'd like to make an offer to you right now. Would you like to set up a live podcast or recording studio at Media Row at the convention, Chris?
I'm sure we'd love to. I'll have to talk to the rest of the team here, but I'm sure we'd love to do that, Chris. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm gonna offer it to the legacy. I call people the legacy conservative media. You know, I'm gonna offer it to all of them: Howie, Cooner, Lambert. You know, all those people. I'm gonna make the offer. But I especially want to have new media like they do at Turning Point Action, their conferences, which I'm going to in a couple of weeks, and CPAC, which I'm going to next March, where they have the new media, you know, the aggressive, the edgy Gen Z and millennial podcasters we all follow. You know who I'm talking about.
Sure.
I'm trying to get them to set up as well. And and I also made a decision because I'm in charge of the exhibitors at the convention, that we're going to grant free as much as they want within reason, booth, table, tent space for any of the candidates that are having to pay a speaker's fee for the convention, which is huge. We're charging, we're going to soak these guys for $50,000 each for a speaker's fee, which they've agreed to pay. So they shouldn't have to pay extra to have, you know, a tent set up with, you know, with their volunteers handing out their material. So the party readily agreed with that suggestion and said, yeah, just give free space for any candidate who has to pay a speaker's fee. That'll include a lieutenant governor or anybody, you know, like a auditor, secretary of the Commonwealth, you know, treasurer, all that stuff. We're soaking them for a speaker's fee. I think we're soaking them for $15,000 each. And that helps pay the, and that's a standard practice, by the way, and that helps pay the upfront cost of the party, which could really use the money right now.
Chris Especially Ryan, I got to take a hard break. I appreciate you making time for us this morning, Chris. You're a great patriot. I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, take care and be well. Make America great again.
Thank you. That's Chris Ryan. Goodbye. That's Chris Ryan from the western part of the state, Greater Amherst. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back. Open phones when we come back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Now, it's really hard to take it on the run when you have a cracked windshield. So get that windshield fixed. It's very easy, actually. Call Citywide Glass. They're in Dartmouth and in Fall River. You can go on their website, make an appointment, citywideglass.net. They will send a mobile tech team right out to your work parking lot or to your home. They will fix your cracked windshield, and they'll bill your insurance company. It will not cost you anything out of your pocket. So you don't have to have a dangerously unsightly cracked windshield or any broken glass on your vehicle, really. Call Citywide Glass or send them a message. Go on their website, citywideglass.net. Get that windshield fixed. I want to thank Christopher Ryan. Chris Ryan, again, from the greater Amherst area of Massachusetts for joining me. Again, for a lot of you who got into politics because of Donald Trump, this will be your first opportunity to be a delegate or to vote on a delegate. As Mr. Ryan said, first, what you got to do is be a registered Republican. You got to check with the Secretary of State's office. You can do it online. I know the other day, Hank Turgeon, who went from unenrolled to a Republican, did it on his phone by contacting the Secretary of State's website. That's all you got to do. You can do it right now. Go on there. Very simple. Update your registration. And you can switch to Republican Party. Do it before December 31st. You can participate in the caucuses, which will be all over the place, in every single town and ward, in the sound of my voice. And you can vote for yourself, for your friends, your spouse, to be a delegate. And then you go to the convention. It's a lot of fun. And go on massgop.com or .org, massgop.org, and or .com. I think they're both. massgop.com, .org. Try it both ways. And it's got all the information about the state convention, and have a lot of fun. And you can decide which one of the three candidates, all of whom have been on this program multiple times, who you want to vote for. Go be a delegate, all of that stuff. And really, it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. So anyway, you can do that. You can do that. I have been asking you. You're gonna have the next couple days off. Many of you, I know, I'm gonna be. I'm not gonna be here tomorrow or Friday, or Saturday or Sunday. Obviously, I'm encouraging everybody to go look at the U.S. Senate report called Flight Risk. Flight Risk. Put out by the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. It's all about Logan Airport and some of the other airports around the country that the Biden-Harris administration flooded with migrants and illegal aliens, flying them directly into the country. Do you remember when they were sleeping on the floor in Logan Airport? You were stepping over migrants from Haiti and other places around the world. That was all done in conjunction with the governor, state and local Democrats. Why did they fly them into Massachusetts? You can read all about it. And what was Pete Buttigieg's role in it? He was very active in the flight risk program where they flooded America, in particularly Massachusetts, with migrants. They had nowhere to go. They were just living in the airports, right? Like that Tom Hanks movie. They were living in the airport. If you were going to Logan to go to Florida or the Azores or Las Vegas, wherever you were going, you were stepping over migrants who were living in the airport till they got moved to the hotels, the Healy hotels. Well, the U.S. Senate did an investigation. They've got emails from Massport. They've got all kinds of stuff in this important report. Flight Risk. Now, it's only 47 pages, so it's really a quick read. A quick read. And I would encourage you to look at it so you can see exactly what happened. None dare call it a conspiracy, right? None dare call it a conspiracy. And then they moved them out of the Healy hotels, out of the shelters. They're today living in houses, apartments, and you're paying for it with the vouchers through the home base system. Billions and billions of dollars that Governor Healy spent to make the migrants at home here in the Commonwealth. It's the reason rents were inflated. The price of everything was inflated. Pumping all this cash into the local economy, on top of all the inflation that Biden caused. So, again, I know not all of you will do it, but I know a number of you will, because you're like me. You want to know the facts. Go to the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce and Science and Transportation. The report, The Flight Risk, 47 pages of pain, all about Logan Airport and how they use federal money to control the whole operation and how the governor was involved, local officials, Democrats, all of them were involved in the invasion. None dare call a conspiracy, though, right? It was all an accident. They were just stupid. It's all laid out here, guys, with emails and everything else that this committee subpoenaed. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I've had enough of the falseness of a one-off relation. Enough of the jealousy and the intoleration. Oh, I make you laugh and you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
Welcome back to the program. I guess it is about time. Time for me to fly, right? So have a great Thanksgiving. I'm going to go across the street and get all my blood taken out of my body, cleansed and put back in. And God willing, I'll be back here on Monday. I will not be here tomorrow because it's Thanksgiving and certainly have a lot to give thanks for, as I hope you do as well. And then Friday, it's Black Friday, so I won't be here. I would be here, but nobody's going to be here, so I can't even get in the building. So I'll enjoy the weekend. I hope you do as well. And then I'll be back, as I said, God willing, on Monday. And hopefully you'll enjoy your Thanksgiving and with your family and your friends and all of that. And let me see. Who's this? Good morning. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Chris. I just wanted to say, I just made it under the gun. I wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your days off.
Thank you so much, Getty. I appreciate that. You too.
Thank you, hon. You take care now.
I will.
Talk to you on Monday.
Yes, you will. Thanks, Getty. She's a nice lady, right? Very nice. The governor's race is heating up. So if you are just new to the Republican Party, you get an opportunity to really get involved. Chris Ryan was right about the fact that oftentimes there are openings. You just got to raise your hand and say you want to get involved. And I know, for instance, Acushnet just got a recently organized committee. Most of New Bedford has recently been reorganized or organized. So there's a lot of openings over there. And all the other people, all the other voice, sounds of my voice. If you're in a community, Mattapoisett's active, Fairhaven's active. But reach out to Bob McConnell or if you know the chairman in your community. And if they don't have a spot for you, they can make you an associate or like a reserve member. So, and this I'm sure is all, I know is all going on the Democrat side. It's just not as much fun because you've got to deal with all those silly policies, right? Who wants to sit in a freezing room and talk about how the planet's warming when it's clearly not, right? When it's clearly not. Who wants to talk about being an environmentalist and then build windmills that fall into the ocean in cranberry bogs? Who wants to talk about affordability and then print money and cause inflation? Who wants to talk about national security and then floods the border with illegal aliens? So it's very difficult being a Democrat. I don't know how Leo Choquette does it, quite frankly. I think he's going to have a come to Jesus moment before he has the voters of Ward 1 have a come to Jesus moment, because I don't see how they can elect a Democrat out there. But I love Leo, don't get me wrong. He's very responsive to me. Anyway, God bless America. Have a beautiful and wonderful Thanksgiving. Think about those that aren't with us anymore. Think about those that are, that may be leaving us soon, right? So God bless you. God bless your families. And God bless me. And God willing, I'll be back on Monday. Stick around for Barry and everybody else.